choke at Target.
He was choking her.
Oh my gosh.
She was almost dead.
The woman set upon by a crazed attacker.
As the other shoppers come to her rescue. Then, parade hero springing into action to save a spectator in the throes of a medical crisis. Cheers for the hero.
You're the Knicks parade hero.
And the sudden death of the actress from one of the most terrifying movies ever made.
How did she end up on Skid Row?
Plus, did President Trump just insult the Prime Minister of Italy?
What he said that's making her so upset.
Hurt, dismayed, taken aback.
Then, Jelly Roll divorce shocker.
We're still having a baby.
Plus, what we've learned about the white tent popping up near Taylor Swift's oceanfront estate. And what will Taylor wear when she walks down the aisle?
Maybe one of these?
Will she go traditional or racy? And America, what a country.
This place is insane.
The World Cup fans in awe of the good old USA.
Ooh. They can't believe how big the portions are.
Now, Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim.
Hello and thanks for joining us. Choked at Target. A woman was at the store when suddenly cops say a crazed man attacked her, putting his hands around her neck. Other shoppers heard her screams for help and came to her rescue. Anne Mercogliano has the details.
Screams of terror as a shopper is being choked. Another shopper, the lady in white, tries to help, but she is thrown to the ground.
Are you okay?
He was choking her.
Oh my God.
She was almost dead. I don't know who's that guy.
Police say the attacker entered the store in Simi Valley, California around 6 p.m. and walked right up to the woman in the clothing aisle and started choking her. Then he wandered over to the produce aisle and attacked a 16-year-old boy. This man was at the Target with his two children and stepped in to fight off the madman. Suddenly, the two go toe-to-toe.
He just looked like he was unhinged, just demon-like in his eyes, totally bloodshot. Pretty scary, actually.
What made you go towards this guy?
Basically, my son said he heard screaming, so we both ran over there with my daughter, and we decided to jump in and help the lady out.
Other people at the store check on the injured woman.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Her eyes are bloodshot. She's hurt. Call 911.
When police got there, they cornered the suspect.
Hit on the ground.
He was thrown to the ground and taken into custody.
The 34-year-old suspect was charged with attempted murder. The Knicks were the big heroes at their historic victory parade through New York City, but there's another hero being celebrated today. When a fan found himself in the middle of a medical crisis, she jumped into action and saved his life. She tells Allison Hall being called the hero of the Knicks parade feels, well, pretty cool.
Here she comes to save the day. Simone Kelly was in the throng of 2 million Knicks fans enjoying the victory parade when a medical emergency changed everything.
You gotta get up, bro.
This guy is out cold. He may have overdosed. Luckily, 24-year-old Simone is a volunteer EMT who wants to become a doctor.
It happened at Thursday's historic celebration. The spectator was seen on top of this elevator that leads to a New York City subway stop. Without hesitation, Simone Kelly climbed up, and thousands of parade goers turned away from the parade to watch her save a total stranger's life. First, she tries to revive him by rubbing his chest with her knuckles.
I was rubbing him, seeing, hey, wake up, buddy, and nothing was happening.
Then someone tosses her Narcan nasal spray. The drug reverses the effects of opioids. About 30 seconds later, the man wakes up, but she never expected this reaction. It looks like he's trying to kiss her.
Did he try to, kiss you?
A few times, actually, yeah. And the third time, it was like, buddy, cut it out. We're not doing this anymore.
And look at this only a New York moment. It's Simone responding to the cheers, taking a curtain call.
The crowd was chanting, and the guy next to me was like, get up there. Come on, you got to take it.
Oh.
So you see me waving like, thank you, thank you.
This stretch of Broadway where the Knicks parade took place is known as the Canyon of Heroes. Now we can add another hero to the list.
You're the Knicks parade hero. That's got to feel pretty cool.
It feels pretty cool. It feels pretty cool.
MVP, MVP, MVP.
This will no doubt be good training for Simone because she's planning to head to medical school. She was a rising child star who appeared in the iconic horror movie The Ring and also was the voice of Lilo in the popular Disney franchise Lilo and Stitch. But she burned through the millions she earned and ended up addicted to drugs, living on Skid Row. Victoria Recanio has more on the actress's death at 35.
She was a cute as a button child star who grew up to be a striking young woman. But she ended her days homeless, sick, and malnourished, dying at just 35. The actress DeVay Chase is depicted in one of the most terrifying movie scenes in Hollywood history, crawling out of a TV screen in the iconic horror movie The Ring.
The best villain is DeVay Chase, The Ring.
At the 2003 MTV Awards, she won for Best Villain, presented by Ashton Kutcher and P. Diddy. She repeated her classic line from the movie.
I just want to say, everyone will suffer.
DeVay was also the voice of Lilo in the Disney classic Lilo and Stitch.
Dad said Ohana means family.
What her fans didn't know was that at the age of 13, DeVay was already struggling with drug addiction. We spoke with addiction specialist, Dr. Adi Jaffe.
Especially child actors and celebrity, if it affects you too early and you're not quite prepared for dealing with what comes with that sort of life, you start having to cope with the anxiety, lack of sleep, the schedules, etc., and you take whatever is available because you're 15, 16, 17 years old, and that can be a downfall.
In 2017, the once promising actress's life began a downward spiral. She was arrested for joyriding in a stolen car and arrested again for drug possession the following year. And she ended up here on Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles.
This chilling video shows just how far she had fallen. She was living in this RV with several other troubled souls. Kevin Call, an outreach worker and unofficial mayor of Skid Row, says he saw her regularly.
You saw her growing thinner and thinner. Did you have any conversations with her?
That was my concern with her, that she had stuff to survive on the streets, not knowing where she had came from.
Earlier this month, the actress's boyfriend said she contracted bacterial meningitis and he worried she didn't have much time left. A comment from President Trump has led to an international incident. He claimed in an interview that the prime minister of Italy begged him to take a picture together at the G7 summit. Today, she's hitting back, saying she never begs.
A major international ruckus is brewing today between President Trump and Italy. Their glamorous Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, once a big-time Trump supporter, is fuming after Trump was quoted telling an Italian TV reporter, "She begged me to take a picture with her at the G7 summit. She wanted a picture with me so badly, I wouldn't have taken it, but I felt sorry for her." Not true, says Meloni. Today, she's taking to social media to say Trump's account is a fabrication. The claims made by Donald Trump are completely made up. Frankly, I'm shocked. I don't understand why the president of the United States behaves like this towards his allies. But there's one thing he must remember, Italy and I, we never beg. Alina Trabattoni is a freelance journalist based in Rome.
The Italians are hurt, dismayed, taken aback. And I think they feel a bit betrayed, really.
The spat with Italy comes at the end of what's been a rough week for Trump. The peace deal with Iran is on shaky ground today, and his $14 million renovation of the reflecting pool is covered in slimy green algae. The American blue lining appears to be peeling.
You can see like pieces like this that seem to be just coming off the bottom.
Certainly not the optics that President Trump wanted heading into the country's 250th anniversary celebration.
Today, President Trump doubled down on what he said about the Italian prime minister, saying he doesn't want her as a fan because she does not support his war with Iran. World Cup mania continues with Team USA taking on Australia today in Seattle. An estimated 10 million foreigners are here in the U.S. for the games, and they are going absolutely crazy over the everyday things we take for granted. Here's Justin Finch.
World Cup fans from overseas are falling in love with American culture.
This place is insane.
These guys from England can't believe the size of superstores like Bass Pro Shops outside Knoxville, Tennessee. He tries on the camo jacket.
Where's James gone? Can you see him? I can't see him anywhere.
Tourists on our shores for the World Cup are also falling in love with our food.
Ooh.
She's trying a Twinkie for the first time.
Oh, that's so nice.
But others can't believe the size of the portions.
Massive. It's actually like two full sandwiches.
How big is that?
This Japanese fan is trying Texas barbecue for the first time.
What do you think?
Amazing!
Ranch dressing, an unheard of condiment in Europe, is becoming so popular with foreign visitors, the TSA issued this tongue-in-cheek warning for soccer fans heading home. The agency posted on social media, if you're visiting for a very large sporting event and you happen to discover ranch while you're here, please pack it in your checked bag on the way home.
We've got a ways to go. The World Cup doesn't end until July 19th. Summer officially starts this Sunday, and this next story is a reminder, never leave a child or a pet in a hot car. Cops had to break a window to rescue a two-year-old boy who they say was left alone in the vehicle in temperatures over 90 degrees.
What were they thinking? Cops say a little boy was left in a hot car by his parents.
Hey, buddy, can you hear me?
Deputies found the two-year-old boy in a mall parking lot outside Vancouver, Washington. He hustles to his patrol car and grabs a firefighter's tool known as a Halligan.
Hey, this kid is like asleep, super sweaty, windows barely cracked. I think I'm gonna bust this window.
Then he breaks in the car window.
Come here, don't go that way, there's glass. Come here. Come here, come here, come here. Let's get you in my car where it's cool.
Police say the temperature outside was 92 degrees, but inside it was much hotter.
That vehicle was likely around 110 degrees at that point.
The big question on everyone's mind, where were the parents?
They were doing just the same thing that so many other folks do, right? They were shopping in a local store there.
Both parents were issued citations for reckless endangerment. Big reaction to the dad who took his two young daughters into an empty women's bathroom, finding himself in a confrontation with another man who called the cops on him. As we head into Father's Day weekend, girl dads coast to coast have his back.
Messages of support are showering down on the dad who brought his daughters into a ladies' bathroom in that now viral video.
I guarantee there isn't a woman out there who's upset at you for taking your daughters into the women's restroom. There's not one.
Yesterday, we told you how Tyler Brodsky's two little girls needed to use the bathroom at a gas station convenience store to the fury of another customer who called 911.
There is a man with his two little girls using the women's bathroom.
I have two girls washing their hands.
You don't have any business bringing them into the women's bathroom.
They're girls. They go to the women's bathroom.
The video is touching a nerve across the USA, and now dads everywhere are coming to his defense.
Is it far-fetched for a dad to take his daughter into the women's restroom? No, I've done it, and I don't see an issue with it.
I'm a girl dad. I helped my daughter go into a women's restroom for years.
It's not just dads.
This dad did nothing wrong. He did exactly what he was supposed to do.
I think I speak for most women when I say, your girls are welcome in our bathroom.
Listen, this police officer also has the dad's
Here's
back.
The deal. As a police officer and as a dad myself, by all means, as long as you made sure that there's no women inside that bathroom and you said, hey, I'm coming in with my daughters, they need to use the restroom, and you know what? Do what you gotta do.
The guy who called 911 is out of a job. A real estate company where he worked as a contractor fired him, saying his conduct does not reflect their values. Today is Juneteenth, commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Gospel choirs across the country are raising their voices, including at the Life Center Cathedral in Louisiana. While in Chicago, it was the first day the Obama Presidential Center was open to the public. The first 100 visitors getting a personal greeting from the former president and Michelle Obama. We'll be back with much more Inside Edition after this.
Next, Jelly Roll divorce shocker.
We're still having a baby.
Plus, what we've learned about the white tent popping up near Taylor Swift's oceanfront estate. And what will Taylor wear when she walks down the aisle?
Maybe one of these?
Will she go traditional or racy? Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim will be right back. Closed caption sponsorship for Inside Edition is brought to you by
Life, diabetes, there's no slowing down. Each day is a unique blend of people to see and things to do. That's why you choose Glucerna to help manage blood sugar response. Uniquely designed with Carb Steady. Glucerna, bring on the day.
Blubbering Cave with Liberty Bibberty.
It's bundle and save on insurance with Liberty Mutual. Okay, let's do another take.
What do you want me to say?
The line. Say the line.
Oh, that's easy. The line.
Okay, let's pick it up tomorrow.
Only pay for what you need.
Jelly Roll and his estranged wife are both speaking out about all the rumors surrounding their breakup. While they say don't believe what you read, they're sharing a bombshell of their own. Despite the divorce, they're planning on having a baby together.
They're still having a baby. Just 3 days after Jelly Roll announced his divorce from wife Bunny XO, she's revealing they will continue their IVF journey.
You guys are going to be shocked to hear this, but we're still having a baby.
The stunning announcement came during the latest episode of her podcast, Dumb Blonde.
My husband and I are ending this marriage on the best possible terms. You know, Jay and I have been together going on 10 years, and he is my best friend. He has always been my best friend.
Jelly Roll is also speaking publicly about the big breakup, echoing her feelings on stage.
It's the only time and the only city I'm going to speak about this, so break your camera phones out now. Me and my wife are best friends. We will always be best friends.
He even encouraged the crowd in Saratoga Springs, New York to watch her podcast.
Nobody cheated on nobody. She just did a whole podcast about it. You can go watch it. Every word of it is the truth. That will be my best friend forever. This is the only time I will ever speak about it.
But we're still having a baby.
When we come back, more mystery swirls around Taylor Swift's wedding. A giant tent is spotted near Taylor Swift's Rhode Island home. Is it all a part of her wedding festivities? Here's what we've learned.
It's another Taylor Swift wedding mystery. A massive white tent being erected just down the street from Taylor's Rhode Island mansion. Could this mean Taylor and Travis Kelce will tie the knot here as soon as this weekend, as headlines like this suggest? The tent was just put up right by the Ocean House, a luxury hotel within sight of Taylor's estate. Planks of wood were also delivered by truck to the tent. Could this be the dance floor? But before you get too excited, we've learned that the wedding preparations are for a different bride and groom named Matthew and Melissa. The town manager is also putting cold water on the reports that the tent is for Taylor and Travis, telling Inside Edition, "If it was a wedding for her, I am sure I would be well aware, as the town would be informed much prior to the event." So much secrecy surrounds Taylor's big day, including what she will wear down the aisle.
What do you think Taylor Swift is going to wear? Maybe a little something like this?
At Kleinfeld Bridal in New York City, I got a preview, along with Inside Edition producers Lauren Lavelle and Emma Cady, of gowns that could be top contenders. One clue points towards this one. The designer Nicole and Felicia created Taylor's iconic gold ball gown on the Eras Tour.
I think that she's going to wear something like Emma has on for the ceremony. She loves fashion and she loves playing with fashion. She's not afraid of fashion. But I think for her wedding, I think she's just going to surprise the crowds and just really be traditional and in a ball gown like a princess.
I tried on this high-low strapless gown by the same designer, a silhouette Taylor has worn before.
And I can really see her changing into something like that for the party.
Yeah, she loves to show a little leg, do the high-low look. When we come back, a Father's Day video doesn't go as planned. Finally, is it Father's Day or Mother's Day?
Moms trying to corral the kids to wish Dad a happy Father's Day.
Happy Mother's Day!
Oops, let's try one more time.
1, 2, 3, happy Father's Day!
Yeah!
Happy Mother's Day!
She loves her daddy too. We hope all the dads watching have a happy Father's Day. See you next time.
The
price of gas right now is crazy. Know what's not crazy? The price of Paramount Plus. Stream new series like Dutton Ranch, returning favorites like The Agency, and live sports like UFC. Paramount Plus, $0.99 per month for the first 2 months. Stream now.